We're debuting a new segment called I Think I Should Just Google It.
Okay.
Now, not too long ago, 15 years ago or so, before the smartphone, when you're hanging out with your buddies and a question comes up, for instance, in the last segment when we're talking about mosquitoes and some mosquitoes seem to be attracted to some people more than others, we'd ask that question, you'd go around the room. You wouldn't really know the answer, but maybe somebody would have the best reasoning for it, and you kind of just go with it. And then if it comes up again, you say, okay, yeah, this is why it happens because of blood type or pastiness of the skin. That sounds reasonable. I don't know. But now, with smartphone technology and everything, you can Google any question you want, and you can know any answer to any question within 5 seconds. We're smarter for it. I think we learn things that way. But it's not as fun.
Yeah.
Like, it takes away a lot of bar conversations.
Yeah, wild speculation is way more enjoyable than actually knowing exactly what you need to know.
So, over vacation, over this past week, I've just had random questions pop into my mind. And I could just Google these things, and I'd learn it right away. But instead of Googling it, I'm just kind of sitting on it. And I wanted to bring a segment to you guys where
okay.
I ask you these questions where I don't know the answers to. We could just Google it and learn it real quick, but I think it would make for a better conversation. So here we go. One that got brought up earlier this week, and it's topical. Why do we name hurricanes?
You have to have some way of tracking them through history, right?
Yeah.
I would just assume that's the...
Yeah.
That's the...
And they're more powerful than tornadoes. Typically, they're more popular, you know?
Yeah, because a tornado will last for maybe minutes, while a hurricane will last a week and a half, 2 weeks.
There's also way more tornadoes than hurricanes?
Hold on, say it again.
Tornadoes?
Okay, I thought you said tornadoes. Might have another words with Baldy.
Oh, no.
No, no. Tornadoes. There are more tornadoes than hurricanes, right?
And the F5s, I like how we have the category of the tornadoes. And those resonate with me a little more than the hurricane, maybe just because we're closer to the tornadoes in North Texas. Like, if you hear there's an F5, you're like, okay, that's a big boy. And maybe it's because of the original Oscar-winning film Twister.
Oh, the documentary? Yeah.
Yes, where they introduce the category of the F1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, F1, that's kind of weak.
F5 tornado.
F3 is kind of when it gets kind of badass. Now, if you get an F5, bro, that's bad.
You know, people lose their homes and livelihoods because of these. I don't know why we're having fun with it.
So what's the answer for why do we name hurricanes?
Well, Baldy is somewhat correct. It is in order to streamline and make easier the communication about these storms.
Okay.
They used to be identified by year and number. And so they wanted to find an easier way to do it. So in 1953... The United States began using female names for storms, and then by 1978, they were using both male and female names.
Good. Equality.
Yes.
It's not the same thing, but, you know, scientists will have a stream of numbers and letters for, like, planets and galaxies throughout the, you know, universe.
Andromeda is one.
But just name it.
Milky Way.
We'll know it more if we just name it.
Yeah. It's not like we're seeking out other galaxies all that often. Like, okay,
not yet.
It's out there, I guess, unless you're a flat earther and you just think it's all made up. All right, next one.
Dude, it's great.
Why are some cars' gas tanks on the driver's side and some are on the passenger side?
Oh.
Because mine, I've always had a car that is on the driver's side.
Yeah, same.
I wish we knew.
Now, if you have a rental car or something, now you always have to check what side it's on. Because if I'm in a rental car and I'm filling it up before I take it back, and it's on the passenger side, I'm like, oh, crap. Now I have to turn this thing around. It makes no sense.
Isn't just how they design the car and how the innards, like, you need to put the gas tank on one of the sides just to make sure that this model of car functions properly?
Does it depend on which side of the road you drive on typically? So, like, the European cars would have it on other side of, because the drivers are usually there? But then when they swapped the seats for drivers, they didn't swap the fuel side, maybe.
So, are your cars on the driver's side?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've never had one on the passenger side.
And you have a Jeep. I've got a Chevy.
Ford.
I mean, Nissan Ford. Now. Jeep is RIP.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it is by the make. Because I've had a Jeep before also, and it was on the driver's side. I've been in some that have it on the passenger side. I can't recall what kind they are. Maybe they're smaller cars.
Well, let's quit talking out of our ass and let Daddy tell us the answer.
Well, there are no actual regulations that state you have to do it on one side or the other. It is mainly left up to the manufacturer. And for a while, it was thought that maybe it was a safety thing, like they wanted to put it on the opposite side of the ones that had on the opposite mm-hmm. side of the driver was for safety reasons, but it really is more just about how the car is designed, size of the gas tank and kind of where they're putting it underneath and how mm-hmm. the shape of it. And so it can vary because there is no real regulation for it.
Let's be real. If your gas tank explodes, it doesn't matter where you're yeah. sitting in the car.
Right.
Things are not going to go well.
I thought they meant more so that if the gas tank or the where you would insert the pump is on the opposite side, you have to get out and walk around your car, right? As opposed to just staying next to the pump.
Yeah,
so maybe it's safety at the gas pump itself. Because then you don't have to worry about some jack wagon flying through at 30 miles an hour.
And it just causes the flow of traffic at the gas station better if yeah. everybody's just going in the same way and they fill it up on the same side of the car. You don't have to have one facing one way and then there's some weird traffic jam. It's the worst.
It's the Wild West at gas stations. There's no etiquette. Everybody's just running and gunning, doing what they think is right.
It is a Mad Max world at a gas station.
So the next one, and Baldy kind of touched on this one a little bit. Why do people in England drive on the other side of the road? The driver's side is on the opposite side too, right? So they drive on what would be our passenger side.
Did they drive
on the left side of the road over there?
Did they drive carriages on the right side of the road back in the day? And when we split patriotically from King George, we decided we were going to drive on the opposite side of the road just to spite them?
Yeah, maybe.
I actually know this one. Go ahead.
Because has it always been that way here since the car was invented, or even with horses and everything? It's like it just feels like you're on the right side of the road.
We've always driven on the right side of the road in America.
And they've always been the left side over there.
But Michael has an answer.
Yeah, so spent 4 months in Australia. They drive on the opposite side as well that we're used to. So out of curiosity, I looked it up, and it goes back to the Civil War era. When people had carriages and whatnot, and what they started doing was operating the horse from the left side, what we know as the driver's side, mm-hmm. because most people are right-handed. So in the event of safety or whatever, they could draw their gun with their right hand and be at least a little bit more feel safer. I don't know if that actually makes you
That's
any safer.
That's a badass answer.
Yeah. No, that is not what I was expecting, but I like it.
It at least
it's very American,
for guns.
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
And when I was looking up the answer to this, about one-third of the world drives on the left side, and about two-thirds of the world drives on the right side. And when you look at who drives on the left side, they are mostly former British colonies.
Libs.
And so
libs.
Yeah, if Britain... If Britain ran you for however long a time it was, you kind of went with the left side thing and it just stuck. And it originated in Britain during the first part of the 18th century when traffic became so congested with carriages and wagons and whatnot, they had to make some kind of a rule, especially on like London Bridge and whatnot, said, all right, we need to like figure out this traffic issue. So they made a law that said all carriages and whatnot have to drive on one side of the road, and they picked left.
Got an answer for it. All right, next on I Should Just Google It. What is plural for marlin? The fish marlin.
I bet this is a trick question, and it's just marlin still.
Yeah, it's probably just marlin, right?
I would think it's marlin.
Like a school of marlin.
Because marlins
Because I think every fish, not sharks and whales, but think about it, bass, trout, catfish, the plural of it is always the singular word. And marlin, now, I would say marlin also, but the baseball team, the Miami Marlins, that just doesn't make sense. It should be the Miami Marlin.
Yeah,
kind of like the Phoenix Sun. There's only one sun.
But each player is his own marlin.
Yeah, but okay,
so
every fish, they're their own marlin too.
But if you have a group of players, are they the Marlins or are they the
Miami Heat? It's not the Miami Heats.
Miami Heat.
If you get three of them together, you could say, look, there's the Heats.
It would just be dumb.
Yeah, we called D-Wade, LeBron, and Bosch the Heatles.
The Heatles? So if it is Marlin, the baseball team should just be the Miami Marlin. I think that would sound a lot better than
are
the
they
Marlins.
Not right now? Are they actually the Marlins?
They're the Marlins.
I thought they were the Marlin for the longest time. I didn't even think they had the S at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard people call them the Marlin before.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Goodness.
Now I'm going to have to Google the team name.
According to dictionary websites, both are acceptable.
Okay.
Marlin or Marlins is acceptable as a plural.
Good. If I went on a fishing trip and I caught three of those, I think I would say I caught three marlin. I don't think I would say I caught three marlins. Maybe it's just because it's fish. You don't say fishes.
Most,
you don't say trouts.
Most types of fish, I think people use the singular as a plural.
Are there any?
Not all.
Are there any fish that you could use, put an S at the end for?
Sharks.
Well, not sharks and whales, but
dolphins,
just like the kinds
though.
You can catch. Not the some that are
you
not
can catch
huge.
A dolphin.
You can, and I guess marlins are pretty massive also.
Yeah.
I'm still going to call the baseball team the Marlin.
I am too. I like it.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more. Okay. So when we went to Dodger Stadium last summer to see a Dodger game, I saw an aerial picture on Twitter this weekend.
Hey,
that
guys.
Was absolute, hey, aerial. That was beautiful. And it made me think, does Dodger Stadium have the largest parking lot in the world? Because that thing is massive.
And we were so lucky that we got around it because we went to the, what was it, the bus terminal or the old train
terminal?
It was terminal?
Somewhere downtown.
Yeah, it's like something that's been there since the 20s, and we took a shuttle straight to the stadium with no traffic. It was brilliant. Thank you, Falcon, for guiding us.
Do you mean one, like, what's the largest one single parking lot? So
like you,
not like
we've all seen the picture of Dodger Stadium and how massive the parking lot is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but so AT&T Stadium has probably biggest if you combine them all. That's why I was asking between that. Because, like, they have...
So all the ones at Dodger Stadium, like he's talking about, are all connected.
Yes, yeah. Like one connected...
Single...
Right, so biggest single parking lot.
And I would also probably put Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium in there because they share a massive parking lot.
That's what I always think of for like big ass parking lots is KC.
I might go KC for big ass parking
lot. There's got to be something overseas though that's just a big structure that has a ton of parking around.
But over
it.
There, there's more mass transportation. There's
Maybe,
more trains.
Like,
people aren't driving as much.
O2 Stadium in Germany is a massive stadium, and you know how people like their soccer over there. So I bet that that's probably got a hefty one too. Just trying to think of like, I would bet that there's probably a bigger one that's not in the U.S. I don't know if we're basing this slowly.
I'd say the biggest one's in the U.S. because we drive more here. Like overseas, they're not driving as much.
Maybe.
So I'd go Kansas City or Dodger Stadium is the biggest parking lot in the world.
So Dodger Stadium, now I went just for parking lots in general when you gave me the question.
At ease?
I didn't go with just stadium parking lots. Now, Dodger Stadium holds about 16,000 cars, and that's how they rank these things and judge them. The largest parking lot in the world, that has the world record for it, is the West Edmonton Mall in Canada.
A mall.
Which holds an estimated 20,000 vehicles.
And Dodger Stadium holds 16,000, so it's got 4,000 more.
I saw 16,000. I bet Oilers girl has parked in that parking lot.
I bet
before.
She has. Now, is this an open parking lot, or is this... Because I think of malls having... Like, Mall of America is a big parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that a lot of this is parking garage space.
It's possible. What this says is that the parking lot of the West Edmonton Mall in Alberta holds the world record for the largest parking lot at estimated 20,000.
I was
think Michael Dixon, you said you have Arrowhead?
19K at Arrowhead, so not too much smaller.
Dude, it's huge. I can't wait to get up to Arrowhead. That's definite sports bucket list. Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Mino,
for
having
We've learned
random
things.
Questions, and we actually learned something this morning for a change.